Trump's deputies warn LA rioters of pending arrests. By Neil Monroe on June 7, 2025. President Donald Trump and his deputies repeatedly warned rioters they would be arrested. Hours before the administration sent 2,000 National Guard troops to quell the pro-migration, anti-enforcement violence. If Governor Gavin Newsom, of California, and Mayor Karen Bass, of Los Angeles, can't do their jobs, which everyone knows they can't, then the federal government will step in and solve the problem. Riots and looters, the way it should be solved, Trump announced at 7 o'clock a.m. Saturday. It doesn't matter if you're a judge, a member of Congress, or a protester in Los Angeles, if you obstruct or assault a law enforcement officer, this Department of Justice will prosecute you, said Attorney General Pam Bondi. The federal intervention came after 24 hours of elite-backed, left-wing street violence against the law enforcement officials who are enforcing the nation's border and workplace laws. Our brave officers were vastly outnumbered, as over 1,000 rioters surrounded and attacked a federal building, said Acting ICE Director Todd Lyons. It took over 2 hours for the Los Angeles Police Department to respond, despite being called multiple times. The brave men and women of ICE were in Los Angeles arresting criminal illegal aliens, including gang members, drug traffickers and those with a history of assault, cruelty to children, domestic violence, robbery, and smuggling. The rioters attacked law enforcement officers from ICE and other agencies as they picked up employers wage-cutting illegal migrants at several work sites in the vast city. The city's leaders and police did little as organized pro-migration rioters attacked federal officials, vehicles, and buildings. The street violence is tacitly backed and indirectly funded by nationwide networks of pro-migration elites who want to portray the federal government's popular and orderly removal operations as frightful chaos. Trump's law and order response to the elite-backed chaos echoes the response from his elected administration. "We're making Los Angeles safer," said Border Czar Tom Homan. "This is about enforcing the law, and again, we're not going to apologize for it." "The riots are an insurrection against the laws and sovereignty of the United States," said Trump's top aide, Stephen Miller. "We will not stand for this," said Kristi Noem, chief of the Department of Homeland Security, after the city's Democratic mayor, Karen Bass, denounced the ICE arrests. "Any attack on our agents or officers will not be tolerated," said Michal Banks, chief of the U.S. Border Patrol. "You will be arrested and federally prosecuted."